Father, we bless you this morning for your mercy. We honor you, for you are God. You will never change. Thank you for the grace that you have given to us to be alive this morning. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. Father, we honor you. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good. You are kind. You are God forevermore. We bow before you, Lord. We exalt your name. We lift you up higher. For you are the Lord and there is none beside you. We honor you. Thank you, righteous Father, for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, Lord. We lift up our voice. Father, we lay our crown and we say you are good, you are kind. We bow before you. Oh Lord, we exalt you for your mercy, for your grace, for your righteousness over us. We are nothing before you, but for your mercy. We are nothing but for your tender love. We worship you. And this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him, for his God is good and he will never change. Give glory to the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over your day as you go today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, declare today that the grace of the Lord is upon my life. Declare that as I go in the name of Jesus, I receive the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. This day, hear the word of the Lord. I am blessed in you. I am favored in you. I am lifted. I am preserved in you in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel the failure of yesterday. I cancel the evils of yesterday. You will not recycle into my day, for this is a day that the Lord has made. I stand and I rejoice in the name of Jesus. I enter into this day by the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I walk through this day in the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord speak for me today. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the mercy of the Lord everywhere I go today. In the name of Jesus, oh, my life aligned with the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, my life comes under the administration of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh, the mercy of the Lord speak for me in all that I do today. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord go before me as a consuming fire and consume every appearances of evil in my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare I overcome the noise of failure that is in this day. I overcome the pressure of darkness that is in this day. I overcome the pressure of failure that is in this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. My steps are covered by the light that shines in darkness, and no darkness can comprehend it. In the name of Jesus, as I wake up today, I arise in power. I rise in glory. I walk in the favor of the Lord. I am strengthened by the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The gates that resisted and restricted me yesterday, you are opened for me today. For I come in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus. Oh, this day I breathe upon you the breath of life from the Spirit of the Lord. I breathe the breath of life upon this day. All that is dead in you comes alive in the name of Jesus. The impossibility of yesterday becomes possible in my life in the name of Jesus. Today I declare that I walk in the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I assess God's resources, God's provision for me today in the name of Jesus. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into traps. I will not walk into tragedy. The light of God shines upon me. The scripture says, "Dark darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. The Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me." The glory of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I release the breath of life into this day in the name of Jesus. I cancel every pattern of delay. I cancel every demonic traffic in the name of Jesus. I blot out today by the blood of Jesus evil ordinance over my day. I blot you out by the blood of Jesus. I enforce the establishment of God's provision for me today in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand by the word of the Lord. I declare that I am not confused. I am not living my day in doubt, for I have clarity by the leading of the Holy Spirit. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I declare this day that the blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon my household in the name of Jesus. Oh, my day, you are lined with favor in the name of Jesus. Every second, minute, hour of this day, you are decorated with favor for me in the name of Jesus. I pull down evil altars that are raised into the day to pull down the grace of God upon me. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I raise the altar of praise in you this day in the name of Jesus. I receive favor for visibility. I am not behind any veil of failure. I am not behind demonic veil. Oh, today I receive the favor of God for visibility. I become visible for the provision of the Lord. I become visible for my help in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon my day in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice in a few minutes and speak to the Lord over this nation. You know, I've been encouraging us to remember Nigeria in your prayer. Speak to the Lord that the mercy of the Lord will speak over this nation. Father, we call unto you, and all we ask for is mercy. Lord, mercy in the name of Jesus, that your mercy will speak over vengeance in the name of Jesus. Your mercy will speak over the voice of vengeance that is being released on this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask for mercy. We ask, oh Lord, that you will arise and have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your mercy, Lord, by your mercy, you will intervene on behalf of the righteous. You intervene on behalf of your people. You intervene, oh God, for the cause of the gospel in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and remember your covenant over your people. Have respect for your covenant, oh God, for the dark places of this world, dark places of this earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Father, arise and show mercy. Speak mercy over Nigeria in the name of Jesus, over every region, over every state, every town, every village, every farmland, all that has been bloodshed. Father, let mercy speak in the name of Jesus. Father, this gathering of the wicked, you would disappoint their devices. Lord, you would disappoint their devices, that they will not prosper in their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Arise for the cause of this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, remember to pray for Nigeria at all time. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let me remind you of our program that is coming up on the 18th of December, Thursday, 18th of December. That is next week, Thursday, 18th of December, 2025. We are coming together in the presence of the Lord to bless our God, our Ebenezer, who has been our stone of help from January to December, and committing ourselves into the hand of our God, our stone of help, who is going to arise on our behalf and is going to be our help in the year 2026. Is going to arise and be our help in the year ahead. So, beloved, come, let us worship God together, and let us commit year 2026 together into the hand of the Lord as we enter into the new year. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God on the 18th of December. Come, the Lord has prepared his vessel to minister to us. We have wonderful ministers of God to lead us into the presence of the Lord. I will be ministering as well by the grace of God. Come before the Lord and receive blessings from him. Come and receive grace. Praise, come and bless the name of the Lord and receive grace for the year to come. The Lord bless you. Remember, the venue for our program is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo Eleyele Road. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, this morning, by the grace of God, I want to share with you from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 39. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. This is Jesus rose up on behalf of the disciples and spoke to the wind that was beating against their ship, that was going to capsize them, that was going to put them under. But the Lord Jesus arose and released his word on the storm. The scripture says, and the storm ceased immediately, and there was a great calm. Beloved, I want you to go with this word today. God's word takes preeminence over everything. I have not yet seen a thing that is happening in your life that is outside the word of the Lord. His word has power over any type of storm that rises against you, any type of storm that beats against your life. The book of John, chapter 1, if you read from verse 1, when it gets to verse 3, it says, "All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made." It means that everything answers to the word of the Lord. If the word of the Lord dwells richly in you and his word is in your mouth, you speak his word over the situations that you are going through. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and others," that is written there. The point I want to bring out for you is that the word of the Lord will dwell richly in you. Then you'll be able to arise and speak his word over every situation. Jesus arose and rebuked the wind by his word. You as a child of God, empowered with the word of God, then you can stand and speak God's word over whatever that is going wrong over your life. Speak the word of the Lord over whatever that is out of order in your life, whatever that is out of order in your family, whatever that you observe that is out of order in your health, that is out of order in your business, in your ministry, over your children, whatever it is that you have chosen to do. Stand and rebuke it. Speak the word of the Lord. Stand and rebuke the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." Stand on the word of the Lord and rebuke the spirit of fear. Speak his word. "God has not given me the spirit of fear to death. He has not given me the spirit of fear to sickness, but he has given me the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." Release the word of the Lord upon your life. Rebuke the spirit of death. Rebuke the spirit that is subjecting your life to bondage. Bondage of sickness, bondage of doubt, bondage of anxiety. Speak the word of the Lord. Romans chapter 8 verse 15, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." You have not been subjected to the spirit of death, spirit of bondage to death, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by which you cry, Abba, Father. Remember that your seat is not in the seat of bondage to fear, bondage of sickness. Your seat is not in the place of death, but you are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Speak God's word over your home, over your children. Speak the word of the Lord. Declare his word. Speak his promises. Speak his word continually. Speak his promises to manifestation. Speak his word over your business, over your finances. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17, the B part, "I am the Lord your God, which teaches you to profit, who lead you by the way you should go." Speak the word of the Lord to your hand, that it is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. Lay it upon your business and declare the spirit of failure to go. Speak the word of the Lord. "It is the Lord that teaches my hand to profit. I make prophets this day. Speak the word of the Lord. Speak peace. He said, peace I give unto you, peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The Lord has given you peace that passes all human understanding. Speak the peace of God into your life. Speak the word of the Lord over your life. Beloved, speak consistently and continuously. Do not keep quiet. Do not stop. Keep speaking. Even when the devil brings doubt to tell you that you have been speaking the word all this day, your health has not changed. The situation still remains the same. Beloved, do not stagger to the promises of God with unbelief, but continue to speak. Speak his word. There is nothing that is made outside the word of the Lord. All things answer to his word. Continue to speak. Speak concerning your life. Continue to speak his word over your life. I'm going to stop here today, and by the grace of the Lord, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue from here tomorrow or some other time. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. As you go this morning, beloved, remember, speak his word. Stand up in faith and release the word of the Lord over your life. I want you to speak to the Lord. I am blessed. I am favored. The peace of the Lord is upon my life. The joy of the Lord resides in me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. His grace is upon me. I enjoy his mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It is the Lord that leads me to the place of blessing. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to blessing. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to war. It is the Lord that teaches my hand, and it directs my path to victory in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. Prepare yourself. The bridegroom cometh. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.